meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. Jenna Lewis is here tonight from Survivor, just doing a little proofreading on my cheat sheet. And by the way, is it really a cheat sheet if most of the answers are wrong? You know what I mean? Like, if I was taking a math test with this and I'd get a D-.
You're still cheating. It doesn't mean you have the right answers.
Here's how the show oftentimes works. I'm reading the cheat sheet, and it says Jenna won 8 challenges, and I'm thinking, well, I don't remember her winning 8 challenges, but impressive.
That was the other Jenna.
I'm going to highlight this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I crossed it off.
Yeah, how many challenges did you win?
Absolutely none. Thanks
there
for reminding me. Yeah,
well,
that's more like it.
Only 800% off. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you didn't win any challenges at all. But let me say this. Coming in third place and not winning any challenges, there should be a special medal for that.
I think there should, too.
Because there are people who've come in, who've won 5-6 challenges who didn't finish in the top 5.
Yeah.
And that is impressive.
Thank you very much.
I'm a huge fan of Survivor.
Are you?
We've had quite a few of them on the show. And first off, let me say this. You look better in real life.
I shower now.
You do. You look good. You clean up nice. You don't look different. You just look better.
Ow!
Yeah.
Woo! I like that. Who's back there?
Yeah. Where's Amber?
Amber. She's slamming.
And Rob, Amber looked the island Amber's better than the gussied up Amber version.
Where'd you meet Amber?
Just watching the finale on TV
and
seeing the pictures. Of she's an attractive lady,
yeah.
But it is weird that some people. It's like the women that look worse on their wedding photos.
Yeah,
the nails, the eyeliner, the too much. It doesn't help them. There's
right.
some women it
better
hurts
natural.
Them a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
But
what
Amber's,
is that?
Amber's got a smoke in her body.
Oh, I know. Well, no, it's Amber's ass is smoking.
Yeah, yeah. And now, what about... No, well, you can say that.
Okay.
You can say that. Now, do you have a crush on any of the guys while you were on the island?
No, not
no?
at all.
Nothing?
No. No, I was too busy playing the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you seem like a passionate woman.
I'm very passionate.
Yeah.
But not about any of the survivors.
Really?
More about the crew, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Some attractive crew guys.
Yeah, a lot of attractive crew guys.
Hey, you know, let me tell you this, and I don't mean this in a gay way, but
yes,
the crew guys are yummy. I mean, first off, cameramen are big, strapping guys.
They
like
are.
Big calves, and they're big-shouldered guys because they're just lugging around this 60-pound thing. And they're very, they're really as close as we have to superheroes in today's
They run around
with this big camera. They never complain. They're
quiet and brooding.
Once in a while, they do this move, even. I think chicks secretly like them. They push someone into the frame.
Oh, they do, yes.
Get in
or
there.
Out of the frame
yeah,
is even
okay,
better.
Out of there.
It's very aggressive. Actually, for
and
me,
they
it was
don't
that
talk.
They might...
They're just big guys who don't talk.
For me, it was that some of them actually smelled like food, which out there was very attractive
to that.
It was
like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
They would
turn into a big hamburger.
Like corn dog carrying a camera.
I'm not kidding at all.
Oh, I could imagine. Oh.
If I smelled food on them, I would be like, I would give it up for food right now.
I'll tell you, the food, like,
it's like, I want to be a cameraman on Survivor.
I'm just thinking about how we change in certain circumstances
That's
as humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always think, oh, I'd never do that. But you get there where you're...
I would do anything out
where
there
you're surviving,
food.
You're trying to survive. People change.
Well, you just, you know, you realize what missing a breakfast and lunch does to you by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Drew is a man of exquisite passion, not only about... ladies, but about food consumption
sure.
as well. I mean, your passion knows no bounds.
Speaking of which, I had quite a bit at your party last night.
Yeah.
The Ace's birthday party.
Drew had some sushi. Drew sung some karaoke.
That's right.
What'd you sing?
Banged the bejesus out of one of the maids. Oh, yes.
What?
Man of exquisite passion.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
For the help, apparently.
All right. I'm not done talking about Survivor,
okay.
though.
Too.
Oh.
So, now we come down to the end.
Yes.
And we're getting there, and it's you and Rupert and Rob and Amber.
Amber.
And then it really came down to it because Jenna had to decide who her allegiance was going to. She could have voted against Rupert. She had the alliance with it. It got very her strategy did not pay off, by the way.
It didn't.
But at the time, it seemed like the only strategy that made sense. And then later on, guys who were armchair quarterbacking in the office were explaining, no, she should have passed her vote there and done that. What do you think about that?
Well, what they don't understand is everything that was going on behind the scenes. If you look at the core seven that were left, starting with like Shan, Alicia, Tom, me, Rupert, Amber, and Rob, I couldn't have lied any differently than I did because I hated Shan and I wanted to kill her.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have worked. I didn't like Alicia. And then Tom had a special alliance with Rob on the side, which I knew about. So if I had gotten rid of Amber, that would have left me with all men who did not want me around because Rupert had an alliance with Tom, too. So instead, I was running Rupert around. Yeah. I had him wrapped around my pinky finger. And so I told him everything to do.
You know, you were there, obviously, and you know, we just got to see it on TV. Who came across exactly how they were and who came across, who would have surprised us on how different they actually
were? You mean how they appear to us on television versus how they are as a real person?
Yes. Thank you, Drew.
Well, Rupert is exactly how he appears on television, the big teddy bear.
And they
bear
can all
loyal
be exactly how they appear.
Well, the only one I would say is Shan, and I know it sounds so bitter, but we all really had a distaste for her.
She didn't come across that well.
No. I know she didn't come across well, but the reason that none of us would ally with her and even, like, we would just shake and nod our heads is because we really wanted to shoot ourselves when she opened her mouth.
It's really interesting, and Drew and I are constantly fascinated with this. The people that wonder why a group of strangers gets together and nobody likes them, and instead of wondering, thinking, well, maybe there's something I can do to get these people to like me more, they're angry at the entire group for not liking them.
Exactly.
Really? That's your strategy? And by the way, it's such crazy supreme narcissism that they act like these people came preloaded to hate you. No, you earn it. Listen, everybody, whatever someone thinks of you, you earned it. For good too. I mean, it works in a positive way. Yeah, she was like, everyone hated her, and she was just mad at everyone for hating her and never really thought, well, what is she doing to get people to hate her? And it was also was total baggage on the show, just dragged along like a canteen on a camping trip, just doing a canteen that had a hole in it.
Which one is she?
She was the Asian woman. Okay, no, it looked good because she always wore the panty bikini bottom.
Yeah, by the way, they had to blur that out all the time on TV. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, like four times they had to blur it out. Apparently white is see-through when it's wet. Go figure, Shan.
Thank Christ I got that TiVo and my Sharpie. I was able to actually pause it and go recreate the pubic line right there on the television set.
Whatever you're thinking, add more because you're out there for 30 years.
No, that's that's another thing, too, like the whole bikini wax thing and everything. Just doing every challenge. And by the way, these challenges were pretty much Drew's the only American who never watched the show.
No,
doesn't care for it.
But I don't think he would actually.
No, he would like it. He would like it just like some years ago I was telling him to watch a Family Guy. I didn't care for it. Now he's a fanatic. If he would listen to me, I know
you're
it's best
right
for him.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the point. I'm fanatical about the show. The stunts they're doing, the challenges, it's the kind of thing where you'd want to wear some cycling shorts. Otherwise, there's going to be some nads or some pubes or some things are going to be showing. It's all sort of monkey bars and legs akimbo kind of thing. So to not bring the bikini shave, bikini razor, and to just do it in a pair of panties just seems like trouble waiting to happen.
But we didn't get to, on this one, choose any of the outfits that we brought, which we only got one.
Yeah.
We had to pick out a certain amount of clothing, like a long sleeve shirt, short sleeve shirt, tank top, sports bra, bathing suit, pants. But then they took that all from us when we got to Panama, and we were without all of our clothes for a matter of like 4 days. Then they brought back what they thought we should wear. So I was stuck with a tank top and shorts, whereas some people got long pants and long sleeve shirts. So I froze and got eaten by the bugs.
Yeah.
And they had to wear
bugs.
The bugs were bad.
Very bad. True, the bugs. And then there's just no food, no fire, just dumped out onto the beach.
Yep.
Really?
No water.
No water for 5 days almost killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Honestly, almost killed them. The doctor
was
on our beach a couple times.
Yeah, I was really concerned about the old guy's name.
It's just Rudy.
Rudy, yeah.
I really...
That's not right.
No.
Yeah, it really just...
Alzheimer's makes you forget, though, that you hadn't drank water, I think.
Yeah, he was lucky.
Yeah, he was. He forget.
All right, so now what's going on for Jenna Lewis?
What's going on for me?
Yeah.
I just got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who?
His name's Travis Wolf.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's the model.
He's next to me.
Really?
I don't think you live
his
in that world.
Is in there?
Oh, I think he is. Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you,
Joe? I just did a little print work and some runway stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In Milan. I mean, just because she wouldn't know it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we do probably. So you married a model.
I did marry a model.
Nice.
He's a foot model, though, so it's not as interesting. I'm kidding. No, okay. He's not a foot model.
If they have that, I'd like to get into that. That's my only good part.
I was looking at your hands going, you could be a hand model.
Yeah.
You have girl hands.
I'll tell you. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
I didn't mean that necessarily. You do. They're very soft, too.
We use that for 40 years.
My skin is soft.
You don't do much work, do you?
My skin is soft.
You're not a laborer.
It's interesting. It's just the opposite, actually. But here's the thing.
It's just the opposite, only with your right hand.
How dare you? I beat off with my left hand.
Oh, you're left-handed. Right, I would think you were ambidextrous.
Right hand's a magazine hand. I do go righty every once in a while when I'm looking.
So that's where the paper cuts are?
Too. Yeah. All right. What were we talking about? I'll show you my feet later. There's nothing wrong with them.
Okay. I'm very self-conscious. I haven't had a pedicure.
I'll tell you, a decent set of feet and a decent set of hands can actually get you a little somewhere with a chick.
It can. He's absolutely right.
It's good for like 2 points or maybe a point and a half on your overall score, you know?
Well, you do know that it's no longer the myth about the size of your feet. It's the size of your hands.
Oh, really?
You guys don't know this?
No, I don't.
See, you have long fingers. You have short fingers.
Oh, yeah. Drew's got a can of corn between his legs. Look at Drew. look at Drew's wrinkly hands. How unsightly.
He's got labor. It is a little unsightly.
Unsightly.
But he's got laborer's hands. It looks like he...
No, he just...
he's been out in the cornfields.
No, he just rings them all the time worrying. All right.
Let's move forward.
Let's go. Yeah, Drew, what's up with those hands, buddy?
They always look like that.
I know. What is it? Sharpay? What are you doing with those things? All right, Jenny, you have nice hands.
But we don't care. Yeah,
that's
I know. Guys don't care.
Where you're
looking has nothing to do with my hands.
No. All right. Here we go.
You want to talk about your birthday party?
Well.
All right, next break.
All right. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 19?
Oh. Yes.
What's up?
I was just calling in because I have an extremely low sex drive, and it's very problematic in the relationship I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by low? Low relative to his?
Extremely low relative to his.
I didn't hear that.
I think she said, "What do you mean low?"
How often?
I said extremely low relative to his.
How often would he like to have sex?
How often would you like to have sex?
Jessica's not tracking.
I know, but the phone's cutting in and out.
Yeah. Did you just hang up on her? Yeah.
No, I just put her on hold as she was asking her man. See, this is what happens. We're supposed to go to calls.
Yeah.
But it's always a disappointment. 1 minute, I'm a riveting conversation about my hands.
You were just excited because I said they were long.
Yeah. It really's got nothing to do with anything,
though.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Because I've seen Drew at the airport bathroom
before. Airport bathroom.
Yeah.
With the happy ending massage.
I heard
they're close to the airport.
No, this was actually, I peeked over the division.
They actually had the blue-site urinal providers. Yeah.
Oh.
Evidently, in Los Angeles, there's some sort of ordinance against men having their dignity and not getting the wiper spray dispatched from the guy's crooked urethras next to you. But when you travel...
Candy cane.
When you travel, you get a urinal that actually has a divider between it. In Los Angeles, somehow we've done away with those, and that's great when you get to see the guy taking the whiz. Vitamin B, asparagus, what'd you guys have?
Do guys do that? Guys check out each other?
It's not about checking out. It's like it's coming on your foot.
I mean, it's hard not to check it out when it's like you're touring Niagara Falls.
You're just following the path of origin, really.
First off, if you think about it, the urinals oftentimes, and I'm going to hold my hands up here and not do much exaggeration, are about 22 inches on center.
Yeah.
Maybe less. It's not like you got 4 feet in between between urinals or even, this is 3 feet.
Is this a problem for men aiming?
It ain't this. It's 18.
It's not aiming. There's a natural spray. There's a natural rebound.
When urine's coming out, I'm going
fast.
Like one of those pressure washers. Like that. It's got the Briggs & Stratton, the one you used to get the deck or clean the RV down. I'm coming out about 75 PSI. It hits that porcelain, and now it drops like 20 inches because I'm not too long and I'm kind of tall, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I usually wear a heel. Drew, when I step out.
I know.
On go the plats.
Yes.
On go
not
the plats.
Plats, but the pointy stilettos.
Yeah, I'll get up there just a little bit. Urine comes flying out, hits that cake. The cake is long since met its absorption rate. And it's rock hard. It's just spewing stuff now.
Yeah.
And the stuff, It just goes spraying everywhere. And so if you're standing next to me, you will get
sprayed.
You will get sprayed. Yeah. Yeah. And I.
What about the unisex bathrooms? Because I've been in a couple clubs in
and
LA.
And that's enough, by the way. When you get sprayed, you're like.
Hey. Oh, so then you look over.
Yeah, you got to look. Yeah. You got to look. And what about the unisex bathrooms?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do they have urinals in them?
I've never
or is
been
it just
one.
Bathrooms? Stalls.
No, there's never a urinal in the unisex bathroom, is there?
I don't think so.
That would scare the ladies off.
It would scare the ladies.
They'd freak out.
No, you're right.
All right. They might hurt themselves, too.
Are we going back to Jessica?
No.
No.
Well, yeah.
Well, we might.
Yeah.
Andrew, let's see how we feel.
Yeah.
Now,
hello?
You see, we have this problem that really, there couldn't be a worse problem for a national call-in radio show, which is the phone line, everybody can hear what the person is saying except for us.
For literally 15 seconds.
He said hello.
Well, we didn't hear it.
Right.
Hi.
So we just sound like idiots because everyone who's sitting at home listening to the show hears what the person says, and we go, huh? What? Say it again.
Oh, I thought it was just you guys were slow.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm
well,
saying, like, yeah,
stuttering
I've heard
along.
You.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Andrew?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. What are you guys doing?
Hey, by the way, I think we're doing a radio show,
radio
but I'm not
show.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think one caveat for the callers is speak loudly. It seems like the sort of it triggers when
no,
you speak.
I think more. You're just like one of those pigeons.
Oh. Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I'm 18 years old, right? And I've been with 23 girls. And I think I have a problem. I'm not sure.
What's the problem?
I think, I don't know.
STD?
No, not that at all. I'm only 18, and I've been 20.
All right. Oh. All right, yeah, I got a problem. My balls are so big I can't ride a unicycle anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's huge, yeah.
It sounded bogus.
Yeah.
That's so bogus.
My eyes are too blue. It's hard for people to focus when I'm talking because they get lost in my eyes. Yeah, it's
anyone
a problem.
Who knows the exact number and then it's like...
It's a problem.
Oh, it's a problem. No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well,
who
now
cares?
Let's.
Who cares?
Here's the deal.
Keep your joint and your jockey shorts if
right.
you don't want to do
That's
it.
That's correct.
Then.
If it is something, and you here's the options. A, you're sort of behaving in a way that's despicable as far as you're concerned, maybe using and hurting other people, so you can go ahead and stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a compulsive or addict and can't stop. If you can't, let's get some help with that, all right?
Yeah.
Very simple.
How about, here's a better way to do it. Set your standards a little higher.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because, listen, it's just like a prize fighter. We want to pad our records with some tomato cans that got, you know, that are 11 and 37. We can get an easy win. It's an easy victory, but step up to the top 10 bracket. Start going after some of the guys that are 32-2 and see how you fare.
Another thing we got to talk
step
about.
Step it up.
Right?
Right.
Adam sparred a couple rounds with Lehman.
Lehman Brewster, WBO heavyweight champ, yes.
How'd you do?
I did okay, but, you know, it's not like he was trying as hard as he could. Although he did whack me quite
you
a few times.
You had a couple purple marks on you in places that didn't even know you had blood vessels.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, my head hurts. All right, Drew.
Let's go back to Jessica. Let's try it.
All right,
oh,
Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm serious, guys. Any able-bodied guy could go out who's got some wheels could go out and get laid almost any night depending on where he was and who he was trying to bang.
True.
But you step it up a little bit, it gets harder.
Do you realize it's much easier for women?
Oh,
guys.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
so
please,
easy.
Please.
Of course.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's living proof of how different men and women are.
Yeah.
Because if women all behaved the way all men did, it'd be... Pff,
yeah.
Well, there'd be a lot more people like China.
Mm-hmm. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
So did your boyfriend say in terms of his sex drive? How often would he like to have sex?
He said he could go 7 times a day, but he's fine with just once.
Once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you good for?
What am I looking for?
What would you like to do? How many times a week?
At least a few times a week. I mean,
no,
I'd
stop.
Like to be able
Jessica.
To satisfy him.
Jessica?
Yes?
If you were if you were left to your own devices and he were not pushing you, what would you like to do?
I could go without having sex.
For how long?
For however long I needed to.
Forever. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so she's 90 to 70. She's got a problem.
She could never have sex?
Either she started too soon with this guy, or she's got some trauma issues.
Could be guilt.
Could be trauma.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yes?
Any trauma? Sexual abuse?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Where's your dad?
At home.
He's at home?
Mm-hmm.
And do you love him?
As much as I can.
Why? Why is it qualified?
Because he's my dad.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is he treats you right? You respect him? I can't deal with this goddamn phone anymore.
She didn't say anything.
All right, even
we hear it click off.
We just hear it go completely to dead air.
It goes from a white noise to just nothing to absolutely no, and we know we're off then, and we know we're not going to hear him.
Yeah, all right, that's all right.
All right, Jessica, here's the deal, Jessica. Maybe you're not ready to have sex yet. Maybe this is just you. I mean, if you're in love with somebody and he has a certain desire to be with you physically, and you just are absolutely not interested, there's a number of different possibilities. But some easy things are: maybe you're not into this guy. Maybe you're not ready to have sex yet. Maybe there is some trauma issues and some interpersonal problems you've got to work out yet. Adam's trying to bring that up as it pertains to your dad. That's where you can sort of see.
Some women just have a slow metronome when it comes to sex.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially at 19.
But I find even those girls, if they're with the guy that turns them on, want sex all the time.
Not all the time. At the beginning all the time.
Okay.
At the beginning.
But they do. I think it has a lot to do with how much you're into the guy.
Absolutely.
Because girls like the relationship part, and they like the comfort zone.
And then that is what causes their sexual biology to activate.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, Jessica sounded very immature for a 19-year-old.
And again, that could be trauma, or that could be just she is immature and needs some time.
Yeah, she's sort of stunted in her growth.
Maybe she needs porn.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to do it. I don't think so.
There.
But she lives in
it
Hollywood.
It always worked for me.
I bet this trauma. I bet you. If we could really dig a little bit.
Who cares?
But the phone won't let us.
We can't hear.
We'll never get an answer.
Adam had a birthday party yesterday.
Had a birthday party. Yeah. Had a good time.
You know, showed up. Is Jimmy still swollen from that Advil reaction he had?
No, I think maybe the pot brownies swollen up a lot.
Yeah, he looked a little puffed up.
What are you talking about?
I was watching the Laker game tonight. I thought, oh my God, Jimmy's starting to look like Shaq.
Yes. It's going to be so painful for me to tell him you said that tomorrow morning.
No, it was a great party. It was delightful.
Jimmy threw me a nice party over at his place. We had a delightful time. Drew sung some karaoke.
Jimmy did too.
Jimmy.
Oh.
Well, Jimmy always sings karaoke.
When he did, I was convinced the police would be there any moment. So.
Well, guess what?
I'm sure they showed.
Yes, the cops.
How'd it go?
Cops did show up. Well, normally when the cops show up, they show up to my house, and I got to go deal with them.
So Jimmy.
This time, I let Jimmy deal with them. But he usually goes something like, hey, man show. Hey, all right. That's usually how it
goes. Where are the girls on trampolines?
How'd it go this time?
I don't know. I never went down. I got my buzz on. I don't know if you caught that or not, Drew. I had myself a couple cocktails.
By
it was time to unwind.
By the way, you and your high school buddies, Chris and Ray and Donnie, I was transported back to 1977.
Yeah,
I really was. I felt like I was back in.
Why 1977?
Year I was born.
I was in the sixth grade, 1977.
All right, 19. Well, for me it was 77. For 82, for you guys.
Yeah, not good.
It's like wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Drew. Quite.
What did they do? That was so.
We didn't do
reminiscent
anything.
Of high school.
No, that's part of what you don't in high school. You don't do anything. You sit around and talk a lot.
Oh.
You figure out you cure cancer.
We took care of business.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I heard a 25-year-old go, the cops came to my house.
How about a 40-year-old?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Jenna Lewis here tonight. We got to take a commercial break. I'm showing my feet. Now, look at the hands.
I want to see your feet.
You don't think you could get any nicer than the hands, yeah?
I think I could get a little manlier, but maybe not nicer.
Which is weird.
It's crazy. Let me show you something. Let me a couple things. Miss Pippi Longstocking over here. Do you see the scar and the scar tissue and the trauma to this part of the hand there?
Yes.
All right. That's from boxing. Can you see the misshapen knuckle there, too?
Yeah.
All right. How are these? That's from a blunt force impact.
But they're very soft. They're very soft, and there's, like, no creases on your palms. I mean, I see
now
the scar tissue, right?
Yeah,
but
look at Drew. It's a mess.
No, it's not that he's a mess.
He's the Crypt Keeper.
Look, he's got, like, a big hole, a gaping hole on his left middle finger.
He's a disaster.
And he uses a different hand. But he's got, like, do you tan? Do you go to a tanning bed?
Mm-mm. He's a mess.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, let's take a break. Jenna Lewis here tonight from Survivor.
Cuticle
made all the way to the
cuticle.
All the way to the top three, and then and got nothing.
Nothing.
Big.
I got a lot of money though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, because they do it sort of incrementally.
Right, like All Star.
Yeah, they prorate you.
Yes, we got prorated.
Oh, so how much did you get?
I got like 200.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a good. Right.
Fix this.
I didn't bring a whole manicure kit. Right. I didn't bring a little Chinese woman either.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. Turn that crap down, please. Thank you. Jesus Christ. No one likes that crap, do they? No, it sucks.
That's good. That's
Jenna Lewis is here tonight.
Wait, hey, I'm sorry. I just made a I tried to fix some things. I was talking to an engineer over here trying to get the phone things working. It's not going to probably ever happen, but I tried to make an adjustment, and I was telling you to go and go and go, and you wouldn't go, so sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
That's why we got to hear the extended remix version of that
song. Right. All right. Well, good times. Jenna Lewis is here tonight from Survivor.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
My
thank
favorite
you.
Show.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Never, I wouldn't have pegged you for a Survivor watcher.
Never missed
he does a
week.
Little dance at the beginning of every show.
Oh, wait, with the...
Yeah, I get right in front of that television set, and I do my Survivor dance.
Mine's a little different, but I dance, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Mine's more like the tribal...
Oh, no.
Because this is radio, and you can all see me, so just follow along.
Yeah. No, I know. You're more interpretive, whereas mine's more of a... I would say... Well, dare I say, artistic approach.
More primal.
More of an indigenous approach.
Yours is aboriginal. Hers is more sort of sea mermaid-like.
Yeah. Although I do always want them, when they name the tribes, you know, they always do that Juniquana stuff. I always want them to do, like, Turbo Max.
They wouldn't let us.
Yeah.
When we were naming Toboga Mogo, we wanted to do, like, All Stars Suck or something like that. They wouldn't let us do it.
Well, what do you mean they wouldn't let you do it?
Well,
they got to sell buffs, right?
Yeah, they have to sell the name.
I just think, you know, name it as something like one of those fast, like an engine additive or something. You know what I mean? Boost. Something that's got boost or turbo or stealth in it. Turbo stealth. You know, something cool. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah,
laser turbo stealth? Ninja
Perfect.
Turbo laser stealth?
It doesn't really apply to the whole group.
Oh, who cares? See, everyone, they always do that crap where they have so much respect for the indigenous people and the tribe. Screw them.
As we run all over their country with like 1,000 people from crew. And
that's all right. That's all right. That was Panama?
Yeah.
Great, great, great country over there. Beautiful.
It is nice.
Beautiful. Yeah, horrible people. Horrible. Horrible.
Panama?
Yes. Mean.
What?
Yeah.
When were you down there?
Oh, please. Hey, I've watched enough TV to know that place a mess.
Panama?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was down there about a year ago.
You're lucky you're back in one piece.
But the women are very attractive. Right?
Good luck.
No,
ugly
not so
women.
Much.
Yeah.
We were
that ugly.
I mean, maybe in the cities, but we were back in the backwoods of Panama. Not so pretty.
Not so pretty.
No, not so pretty. Worse, though, Fiji.
Fiji. Unattractive
No,
people.
I mean, I would hate to see a strip club in Fiji.
Disaster.
It would be like watching men dance around.
He'd rather go to a leper colony than go to a
strip
club.
I would, actually. I'd rather see a hot woman without an arm than the Fijian women stripping.
Absolutely. If I had an
you've
every time
said
I said that.
You've said that so many times.
Oh, many times.
I was thinking that.
All right, it's time to play Germany or Florida, and I may show you my feet.
Yeah, by the way, you're still wearing Uggs. Not only did the fad go up, but I thought those were reserved for, like, Pamela Anderson. And
they are. The Hollywood C-list. But here's the thing.
I'm on the D, then.
Drew and I had were sporting the Uggs.
Years ago.
But here's the whole thing with us and the Uggs. When you have a nighttime job like this gig, you essentially don't want to get dressed a second time. You know what I mean? You end up putting your pajamas on and going to work.
I almost wore my pajamas tonight, but they were more revealing than what I was going to wear.
Flap in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the lights would be so harsh.
The point is we you put these on because they're
slippers. Ambiance.
You put the Uggs on because they're slippers.
Ooh.
It's like wearing slippers. You don't have to wear socks. You
and
have to put your
shoes basically, on. Basically, we're wearing them because Uggs gave them to us.
I was going to say, I guarantee you got them for free.
Maybe 9 years ago, and we started wearing them as slippers then.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
So you guys helped start the fad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Except for we didn't because you would never see us wearing them outside of
the
studio. It's retarded to wear them to the supermarket or to the movies, but
just called Pam Anderson retarded.
Well,
love it.
She's no genius.
Yeah, that's.
And by the way, she just got her American citizenship, which is a weird thing to me because she's been married in here.
Yeah, kids that
make her whatever.
The here's kids are the thing: all American citizens.
She can stay here until she's 41, and then she's going back. That's on her birthday. That's my plan for her. Then we ship her back to Canuckville. Pete.
Hello.
You're 15. You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yes, I do, man. First, I want to say, Adam and Dr. Drew, you guys are so very funny that oftentimes I'll be beating off and then I'll get distracted when you say something funny and I'll have to start all over.
Wow.
And,
do you actually beat off to the material?
Huh?
Do you beat off to the material that they're talking about? Because usually it's a lot to do with STDs and
yeah,
and problems.
Some
really.
People like that. Oh, I mean, anyway.
All right, I've labeled Pete a weirdo immediately, and I don't have time for Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
Oh.
And by the way, it's a bad sign when you're 15 and it sounds like you're on ether when you're talking. Like, well, I oftentimes when I'm masturbating, I'm in the ninth grade. I oftentimes when I'm touching my soul, you sound like the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, right.
It touches itself to Dr. Drew's voice.
The precious puts the lotion in the basket.
I mean, it's like 15. You should sound like you have. You know, I want to hear your retainer at 15, like clicking around in your wind up beanie. Oh, I touch my shoulder. Boomer.
Yeah.
You're 21.
That's right.
What's up?
Okay, I got two questions, but I said to ask my drug question first.
Because you always start with the drugs.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Okay, so here's the deal. I used to smoke a lot of pot, but I had to quit because I got in trouble. So now I'm in rehab, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But, okay, so pot's not a big deal, but I got a lot of friends that do coke and they do meth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through rehab right now, and all my friends that do coke and meth, I want to tell them to stop doing coke and meth because, you know, that's definitely bad for them, but I don't know what to say.
Well, you're not in treatment, are you?
No, I am. I'm kind of in treatment.
Boomer, you're not in treatment, please. Who are you talking to here?
No, I'm in treatment. I go to rehab for pot, but I think it's
You go to some sort of diversion program once a week.
Right, it's drug diversion.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, what's drug diversion?
It's just some classes that the court refers you to.
Yeah, it's just classes. I don't really...
Boomer, you
my drug diversion were my parents.
I'm going to probably keep smoking pot because I don't
think look, Boomer, you're nowhere near recovery. You're nowhere near anything. If you want to get into recovery, listen.
Right,
if you want to get in recovery...
Why do we even talk to people?
I know.
Yeah, well,
listen, go to MA, get a sponsor, start working some steps, and then it will be clear to you.
Just shut up, everybody, shut up!
Then it will be clear to you what to tell your friends. But at this point, you can't get them to do anything, and you're so steeped in denial that we're not going to waste any more of our window.
No.
Can we ask him if he's a Mormon, if he was raised Mormon? He's from Utah. Come on.
The virtual Drew will ask him.
Are you a Mormon? Okay.
There you go.
Boomer?
Yeah.
Are you a Mormon?
I was a Mormon.
I knew it!
Dick Tracy, everybody.
Hey, shush!
It says Utah on the screen.
It does.
Here.
Yeah, but not everybody in Utah is Mormon, but
no,
I was raised Mormon.
95%.
Yeah, there's 8 people there.
Right.
Are you a Mormon?
All right. There you go. Wow. Look at you. You're clairvoyant.
I am. You can call me Miss Cleo.
So proud of herself. Braining over there.
I was excited.
You know, I got to say, don't take this the wrong way. You're effervescent. You're delight. You seem more serious when you're playing Survivor. You seem much... I understand when you're being eaten alive by red ants and you're starving, you're probably not in the greatest mood. But I didn't know you were this gregarious.
I am, and what you see of me is like 6 minutes out of 3 days.
Right.
And what they usually are trying to get out of me are my strategies and what I'm thinking of the other players, not necessarily how happy I am.
Right.
So
they're looking for the drama.
They're looking for the drama, and I usually didn't dish it. So almost all of my Survivor this time was me telling exactly what was happening, whereas a lot of the other people were causing drama and trying to make their mark on TV. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't there for my moment, and I think a lot of them were. They were very aware of the cameras.
Why? You wanted the money.
I wanted the money. Smart. I was strictly there for the money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's, same with Drew. Jenna?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, so, I've been dating this guy. He just so happens to be my best friend's ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But when I told her that I was dating him, I guess she was totally cool about it, you know?
How long ex is she?
I'm guessing for about 6 months.
It's your best friend. What do you mean guessing? What do you mean guessing? It's your best friend. Did she not tell you when she broke up with her boyfriend?
Well, I had not really seen them for a long time, and then so he told me that they had broken up.
Hang on a second. Your best friend?
My best friend.
You didn't see her for a long time?
No, I'm talking about I didn't see them together.
All right.
Jenna, do you understand our confusion? If this was your best friend, she would be talking to you about her relationship.
That's all they talk about.
I don't know.
Oh, Jenna.
So, in other words, she knew that her best friend was still seeing him, and she was seeing him behind her back.
That's, I think, what the reality is.
I mean, by the way, and here's the thing. You can't have 28 best friends.
Right. Oh, that's true.
You get one, maybe you get two. Nice to have one out of the country and, you know, one stateside. Listen, caller Jenna.
Yeah?
Was she your best friend or just a friend?
She's my best friend.
Okay.
And did you move away or something?
No.
How is it that your best friend did not talk about her relationship to you?
I don't know. She's kind of secretive.
Were you seeing him when she was still dating him?
No, wait. I have to ask my question.
Yes. Okay. Ask your question.
So, after I told him that her that I was seeing him, and she had told me that they broke up and everything, she was totally fine with it because she said that there was no chemistry left and stuff. But my problem's not with her, but it's, you know, because he keeps telling me, like, when we're having sex to try this and to do this. And she said that's actually what he did with her. And he even tried to get me to wear, like, some of the stuff that she wore, like, in bed and stuff like that.
Nah.
And, you know, I refused.
I'm getting totally bogus.
Yeah, totally bogus. I totally refused.
Jenna, bogus.
You're making this up.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
We don't believe it. And it's not normally women. Women don't do bogus phone calls.
Who's the guy that put you up to this?
Got to be a guy behind this.
Well, I didn't wear it, of course.
Stop it, Jenna.
We don't believe you.
We're calling you a liar. That you can't say.
This is not a joke here.
We don't believe it.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. Here's why. Either that or you are living in some sort of altered state all the time because you sort of don't have a conversation with your best friend about her relationship. You're a little vague about when you started dating this guy, vague about what your concern is. He's asking you to do something bizarre, and you can't really sort of process that. Are you okay? Do you have any problems we should know about, any history we need to know about?
I don't know.
What?
Well, I'm not sure. Problems? What do you mean by problems?
All right. I don't know. I don't know why we take calls on a Sunday night. It's just people stop calling the show. Well, yeah, I got enough to talk about.
So she doesn't talk to you, idiots. She doesn't talk to her best friend about whether they're still in a relationship, but then when she's in the relationship with the same guy, her best friend's telling her what she used to do in bed with him so that she knows.
And the things are that he behaves.
Wants her to put stuff on.
But the thing was, he does what he does in bed with her and with both of them.
What does he want you to wear?
Just some of, like, her lingerie, you know, that he kept up. I guess he kept it after they broke up or something.
And what does he say when you tell her that?
Or something?
Yeah. What does he say when you say you're not going to put on her clothing?
Well, he gets really offended by it.
And then what happens?
Well, we don't have sex after that because it's.
And then
just,
how do you solve it? How do you resolve this?
Well, I actually like to talk about it because it's like, you know,
he's offended. He won't talk about it. So what do you do?
Make up sex in her own lingerie.
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, I try and, you know.
But when did this happen last?
Maybe about a week ago.
Okay, and you were together. Right. Wait. And you happen, and what? So he starts, gets offended, then what
I gotta
happened?
Go kill myself.
Hang on, then what happened?
Come on. I'm running late.
You got offended, then what happened?
All right.
Come on, look,
Drew, first off,
you know I'm gone.
You can't get anything out of anybody, so why are you bothering? All right, number one. Drew, it never works. All right. Now Drew's pissed. Look, I don't care whether. Obviously, if call us up and say the guy wants to tape a picture of his old girlfriend in my face and have sex. Is that okay? And then he gets upset when I tear it off.
Yeah.
You should Brian, everybody. Unacceptable.
Oh, I have a medical question, too, when we get a chance.
All right, hold on.
Before I call.
Jenna Lewis is here tonight. She is from Survivor, of course, my favorite show. Oh, yeah. I know every episode, Drew.
Really?
I do.
Memorize all the lines?
I think I remember you could quiz me if you like, but I think I know just about everything that happened this season. We'll and of course the Survivor dance.
Of course.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jenna Lewis is here tonight.
All right.
From my favorite show, Survivor. Made it to the final three.
Yes.
And through some pretty stiff competition and got herself 200 grand. God bless her.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And look, you deserve it. I mean, what'd you make it, 38 days?
Yep, 38 out of 39.
38 out of 39 days.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not, let's see, Drew, do some math. About 6 grand a day. Does that work out to
roughly,
be
yeah.
somewhere in there?
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty good.
A bad payday.
I'd do it
five,
again.
Five a day, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A little more than five,
yeah.
though, right?
Yeah.
Five all right. Two. So that's good. It's good. $5,500, right?
Not bad.
Yeah. The great news is you make 200 grand for, you know, risking scurvy, yeah. scarlet fever, and being attacked by water moccasins. And hey, Uncle Sam, here's your cut.
Exactly.
Here's 100 grand. There you go.
Good time.
Yeah. And buy another Tomahawk missile or throw some money at some welfare mom who's spat out her 18th kid.
Or just one toilet seat for any overseas location.
That's right. There you go. Take some jughead who can barely make it through high school and pay for his medical and dental for the rest of his life. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. I mean, seriously. What?
Or our ex-president's daughter's security.
Oh, like, really?
Serious.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We pay for that for life.
They got to have everything.
That.
Yeah, what wow. did... Now, what if you get 200 grand,
yeah.
what's, and most people think, like, if you get 200 grand, oh, well, you got to give 25 grand up to Uncle Sam
no,
or
it's
maybe
48%.
50 grand or something. But, it's basically 100 grand,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Because it's prize money.
You just cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
And it, to me, it's I know they just tax the F out of everybody, but how about the part where you busted your hump? You know what I mean? It's one thing, I don't know, it's one thing to win the lottery. All right, you give a dollar, next thing you know, someone gives you $2 million.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you're risking death on an island, essentially. And here's the thing. Uncle Sam, he's in, never got off the sofa, never went to the island, never ate the maggot-riddled rice. Pow. Never had to look at Rupert's hairy ass. And he gets the exact same thing. Really? Half? Everybody? And who are you kidding with that 48%? That's half.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, and what? Half? I mean, is no one's outraged about this?
I am.
Good.
I bet the $1 million winner, Amber Berkiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amber got, she didn't win $1 million, everybody. She won 520 grand, basically. Yep. It's not,
and
not a million, all of them. Yeah. They just take that number, whack it in half. It's good times. Oh, man. Then you get an agent, a manager, a couple of kids, you know, a couple out of wedlock, a couple
that's,
of
that's
couple
me,
ex-wives.
Actually.
That you have a kid?
Me. Yeah, I have twins.
You have
oh, my
twins.
God, twins.
Mm-hmm. I do. They turn 8. That's why I wasn't joking when I was talking about that girl. In the
right.
Mormons.
We got 8-year-old twins.
Yeah.
Are they the same sex?
Yes, identical.
Oh, they're identical twins.
Identical girls, yeah.
Wow. You got any pictures of them?
Not with me, actually.
Yeah, it's a bad mom.
Yeah,
bad mom. Okay.
Not worthy.
It's a big bad mom to admit when she's a bad mom.
No, I'm a bad mom. I didn't bring pictures to a radio show at 10 o'clock at night.
Drew's
I didn't think
pictures.
The audience could see them.
Drew's got pictures of his kids.
Dang it.
True.
Dang it.
Show Jenna pictures of your
kids.
Yeah,
whip them out.
Shelly?
I mean, whip the pictures.
Shelly, you're 22.
Yes. I have a question about genital herpes. About a year ago, I was diagnosed with it. I'm 100% positive that I got it from my fiancé. Mm-hmm. However, he had a blood test done, and it came up negative for like the two, like the oral and genital.
Okay, the blood tests really are truly worthless, I think, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They are okay. only useful as corroborative evidence if you have a high index, a high probability of having it. The only way really to diagnose herpes is A, with clinical appearance, and B, a culture.
Okay.
culture means find an outbreak, put the swab in there.
And culture the virus.
Yeah, that's how I was diagnosed.
Yeah, that is it. The test, they can be positive, negative. They're not interpretable. They really aren't.
All right. Thanks.
All right, but good times. Hey, you're calling from Utah. Jenna wants to know if you're a Mormon.
I am not.
No. You're not.
See?
Okay. All right.
One of the eight.
Jenna didn't say anything.
That's right. All right. Well, $102,000 richer, everybody. Oh, please, with the God.
And she thinks she's Miss Cleo.
Oh, outrage. Outrage. Jenna Lewis is here tonight from Survivor. We're going to take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jenna Lewis from Survivor, best show on TV.
That's me.
Made it all the way to third out of, 18?
18.
Yeah. 38 days out of the 39.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And walked with a couple hundred grand, which turned into 100 grand after Uncle Sam got
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, but listen, let me just say this. God bless you for speaking openly about the money that you make.
Yeah, I don't care.
Drew will back me up on this. I've gotten a many heated a discussion with folks.
Survivor graduates.
Jerry Manthe and I got into it a couple times, which is, and Drew, I people have asked me what I've made on commercials or salary or whatever. I tell them every single time.
I do too. I don't have
And here's the thing. Now, if I didn't, if I was getting paid under the table and I didn't want the man to find out about it, I wouldn't say it. What, it's public record. Pretty much, go ahead and say it. There's this thing, too. There's this perception, also, that if people found out what kind of money you make, they wouldn't like you. But there's my whole thing is like, hey, if you're on TV, you're on the radio, or you're doing whatever, people probably think you make more.
Yeah.
There would be people that you people who are listening would be surprised how little they made, and then there would be people you'd be surprised how much they made. Like, a lot of people don't know that Letterman makes more than Leno.
I didn't know that.
Even though Leno gets like double the ratings and makes like, I don't know, $25 million a year, Letterman makes more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I just like it when these guys come on and complain that, you know, someone talks about a nice restaurant and they're like, well, what's much too rich for my blood. You know, Letterman would never admit for a heartbeat that he makes $30-plus million dollars a year. It's always pretending like, oh, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, because the second you start saying things like literally a millionaire, your audience will turn against you, Drew.
As yours has.
But I am literally a millionaire. Literally. All right.
Let's, you know what I mean? I think I've never thought about it this way, but I think humans have a natural impulse to scapegoat. They like to elevate and then knock down.
Of course.
Feel like they're a better target if they...
They want to put you on a pedestal simply
but,
to knock
but if
it
you,
out.
But if you, they really see how tall your pedestal is, they, if somebody feels more vulnerable because of that,
yeah,
you're really going to go after me then.
Yeah. Oh, boy. If you guys knew what some of your favorite morning show jocks were pulling in a year.
I do know. You wouldn't think they were so funny anymore. I was down on the Jeff and Jer show down in, like, San Diego, and they were talking money while I was there.
Theirs.
Yes, theirs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I promise you, in L.A.
Oh, I'm sure in L.A., here in this studio.
It hops way up. All right. Let's
Write it down for Jen so we can watch her react.
Oh, yeah. I won't say anything.
Who am I writing? Who's Susan? Am I writing down?
I don't know. Rick Dees.
I don't know.
Oh, Rick Dees. I can't. Is it like top 40?
Hold on a second.
True. We have no business talking about other people's
No, we don't. But here's the point. What do you want me to write
all
down?
All of a sudden, I'm like a confidant for like True.
No, who's?
Rick Dees.
But we weren't talking about Rick Dees before when you said write it down.
You said we forget it. Let's
go. No, okay. Just go.
All right. I said you'd be surprised.
I have a question for you, Drew, when we're done with
go
the
ahead,
call.
Go ahead and do it.
You want me to ask you the question?
Yes, okay. Medical question.
Ask a medical question. There was somebody got mystic tanned. Somebody, as in like my husband, got mystic tanned.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Mystic tan
is where
when
an elf beats off on him. Yeah, you never heard that?
Little dark-skinned elves.
That's dark-skinned elves beat off on you in a fan, in
yes,
a ceiling
you stand
fan.
There and these chemicals spray on you.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. He didn't shower. And then I was worried that all those chemicals are going up inside me when I'm having sex with him.
Oh.
I'm serious. He didn't shower afterwards.
I don't know what the chemicals are they put on there.
But it stains your skin for 2 weeks.
Hold on a second. Aren't you supposed to wear a jockstrap or something when you go in there?
I'm married.
No, he goes for the spray.
Not a jockstrap when you have sex.
I thought it was like a new term for a condom. I was like, God, wow.
No. I mean, your husband, do you just go nude?
Yes.
Your nads get hit and the head of your penis and stuff?
Yeah.
No, not the head of the
penis. That can't be tan.
That's not soft, my precious too, head. Yeah, Jenna, it's very
soft. What you really want is to be like that little circular.
But, no, but hold on a second. The idea is to sort of simulate a tan. And I think part of that is some contrast. Like, the ladies will get a tan line. Yeah. They'll go in there, and you'll see the tan line.
Oh,
it's erotic. It's creepy when guys have the tan nuts. It's weird. It's porn creepy, you know?
I'd have to see what the chemicals were.
Yeah. True. I was concerned after.
Culture is nuts. He's in the next room.
I can't imagine it's much if you can go on the skin of the penis. You know what I mean?
But the skin of the penis and then in the vagina is very different. More sensitive.
More sensitive, but it's not a long, not a far.
Well, I was worried.
Yeah.
I was concerned.
No, it's a good
question. It stains your skin for 2 weeks.
Very, very valid.
You don't want a tan vagina.
Yeah. I can see the gynecologist looking at Jen like, have you been tanning?
Internal tanning.
Is there some sort of holiday tanning fogger you let off in you? Or how does that work? Boy, these are very thorough people. Yeah. David?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I am.
Yeah. You got to wear underpants when you go into
this
thing.
You're still on the tanning.
You got to. All right, David, go ahead.
Okay. It started back in January. My neighbor was having a party. I came home with this girl. We messed around. She gave me oral sex. Mm-hmm. And about a week later, I was kind of like, oh, okay, I didn't really know her that well, so I wanted to get tested for, you know, STDs, because I get sometimes a little bit paranoid about that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had a gonorrhea and a chlamydia swab, mm-hmm. and my penis was still hurting me. So about a week later...
Wait, what do you mean it was still hurting you?
It hurt. It kind of felt like there was a rod inside, like a steel rod inside.
After they did the swab?
It was a little bit tingly before, and then after the first, I actually went back a week later, and another doctor gave me a herpes swab.
David, you started up with, it still hurt, it still hurt. You didn't give us the part before the still.
Yeah, okay, you just said you decided to go in and get checked.
You
and
said
and
then it
still
were,
hurt.
Got yeah, worried about
the reason, okay, I'm sorry about that. What happened was, after a week after the event, I went and got tested. It wasn't hurting me.
And no then, symptoms. You went in.
And then
what was the tingling?
Got a swab.
All right.
I'm sorry?
You know what? I tell you something. Line 5 is the one I just realized.
No,
the
it's not dropping out.
It did a little bit, though. But okay. Go ahead. So you went in, no symptoms, had a swab, then what?
Yeah, and then it was... I'm sorry. Let me back up. There was a little bit of tingle. I'm sorry. I've seen so many doctors. I'm sorry. Okay, mm-hmm. There was a little tingling, so I went in to get a swab. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
And that swab came back negative.
Yeah.
But about a week later, the penis was still hurting me, so I went in and I saw another doctor, and she goes, well, let's give you a herpes swab. There were no visible symptoms of herpes, but she said, let's give it to you anyways.
Again, you broke into still hurting. We started with tingling.
Yeah.
When did the hurting start?
It hurt after the swab.
Okay.
After the swab, it really started to hurt.
All right.
Then after the second swab, not only did the penis hurt, but there was pain in the abdomen, and the testicles were really sore.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I then saw a couple of the doctors. One doctor. I saw several doctors because nobody could really give me a medical diagnosis of it.
Did you see the urologist?
I haven't. I did see a urologist, and he kind of, after I told him my symptoms and everything, he just kind of looked at me, and he brought in his colleague as well, and he kind of looked at me and goes, "Well, we don't know. You know, these things just happen."
Yeah, that's true. And
maybe maybe just let it go away.
Okay.
After the doctor who did give me the herpes swab, though, she hit something, I should say, in the urethra.
Yeah. Okay. Do they want to do a cystoscopy on you?
I'm sorry?
Do they want to do a cystoscopy on you?
The urologist suggested it, but he said, I really don't want to stick anything else up there.
Right. Okay. Here's the deal, Deb. Here's the deal. They're basically...
How far up do they put the herpes swab?
Yay.
3/4 of an inch?
Yeah.
What are you hitting? You're not hitting anything.
Well,
there, right?
He may have already had something like a ridge or stenosis, something that
3/4. You're poking out my ass. By the way, I've got a lot there.
By the way,
I'm nervous. Yeah. I'm nervous.
Only if you're nervous.
Just you're coming out the backside.
It's cold.
It's like, well, we gave me a urethral swab. We got poop on it. You went too far. You sure he's not going number two? Like he's not extruding it like
Play-Doh?
No. I think you went too far. Well, right, okay.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I've actually seen cases like this. Not
how do you swab for herpes, by the way? Don't you have to see something inside the urethra?
You can. Yeah, it's not.
That's
you
it.
Know, I know.
You're grasping at straws
yes,
there,
absolutely.
Right?
This, David, is a great example of why not to go to the medical system unless you have a serious medical problem.
But in these days of over-treatment, he's like, oh, they just said, like, go away.
Well, which is not a bad thing.
He kept going to different doctors.
It's called iatrogenesis, where you go to the system for things that aren't really serious, and we eventually do something to you that makes you sick. But here's the deal. This is an inflammation of the urethral tract, usually associated with either prostatitis or an epididymitis. Definitely you should be taking anti-inflammatories like Aleve. You should have taken a course of antibiotics, which I'm sure somebody gave you. And there are medicines that can help the way the bladder empty, that sort of relieve the lymphatic outflow of that area, something called Hytrin or Cardura. I had a guy that was actually a doctor that complained of this for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until he went on Cardura or Hytrin and that this finally resolved itself.
Cardura was the name of his maid.
Yeah, she went on him, actually.
Get on
she went on
him.
Yeah.
Oh, she
with,
got
with
on
the
top,
abdomen
yeah.
pain and stuff, could
that's
that
prostate.
Could that be
that's
oh,
prostate.
It is prostate.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. women, that can be like a bladder infection. Right?
Sure.
It's prostate infection.
It comes from the tanning spray.
Yeah, I was really concerned about
really
that.
It interrupts the flora and fauna down there. Brown vegetable oil and crammed up there. You got to wear trunks. He's got to put some speed.
I'm yeah, making him next time.
That's good.
You know, I'll tell him get a thong back. That's a real
no. Thongs are so disgusting.
That's a great porn. Ugh. Great porn
guys.
Tan. Yeah, and a thong.
Actually,
back
yeah, they're gonna have to start making porns in Mystic Tan booths instead of like the lay down. You've seen the porn where they go in to get. Maybe you haven't.
Which one?
I don't know the names.
Yeah.
But they're always going, like, there's pizza delivery guys, and then they go into the tanning bed, and as he's laying down to get naked to get in the okay.
They go into the tan bed
yeah,
of the porn?
Yeah.
I've seen several
and it's kind of sexy
because
it's, like,
porn.
Purpose. But I have a lot of porn.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Well, what format?
I have it on my computer, and no, then I have a lot of DVDs.
I think he means like what? What
no, that's what I mean.
No,
no
theme.
I meant format.
Like,
format.
Because a lot of people now are computer porn.
No, I would have asked theme.
My favorite, Sex World.
Yeah, Sex World.
Yes, it's got like one. Okay, but it's not really like the porn to get it on. It's more like the porn to laugh at because it's
right.
got like these characters that keep rabbit heads on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. Rabbit heads, and then there's a guy with a clown face.
Yeah.
Wow, it's awesome.
What about...
a few questions for you, Jenna.
Yeah.
Your child
you ever
no,
watch...
I just think it's funny. I don't
no,
think
it's
that's
good time.
Sexy.
You ever watch any of the Taboo series?
No.
Oh.
No, what's the Taboo series?
What's the Taboo?
I like
what
the backstage
the
sluts.
Yeah, listen, you got to treat yourself to the Taboo series. It's a good vintage
my mom's
going to
be really proud.
Yeah, she killed herself at
5 minutes
10 o'clock hour.
As soon as the Mystic Tan question came up.
Yeah, oh my
what
God.
Is a backstage slut?
Oh, it's like at the Snoop Dogg concerts and stuff. They
yeah.
have all the girls who will go back and, you know
do what they got to
do.
Is it like
reality
things coming?
Yeah, it's like reality, but Snoop Dogg had a whole host of them.
Yeah.
They're really good, I'm telling you.
Pop Warner Coach of the Year, Snoop Dogg, everybody. I would have guessed. Yeah, so you like the porn. Well,
and
nothing
the amateur
wrong with that.
Yeah.
On the amateur.
I like the amateur ones, too.
Yeah.
You get those mostly on the web, though.
I'm down. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing a few too many tats and aggressive vaginal piercings.
Ooh,
call me old-fashioned, but yeah. I find it a little distracting.
I do, too.
Yeah, I like that girl next door thing.
Yes.
Do you like any of the vintage, 70s, 80s stuff?
I haven't seen them, but I would love them. I know
I'll
it because
tell you, it really, it's like
I love old Playboy.
Transporting yourself back into time and
really?
Beating off and then coming back again.
Really that's wanted. Great. I really want to go again.
But all you can do is be on. Like, you can't go back and bet on the Super Bowl or stop the Kennedy assassination. You just beat off and then come back.
Okay.
But it's like transporting
that's
yourself
great.
Back.
That's
it's like
crime.
Going back.
That's
it's like
crime.
Going back in time. Yeah.
Except-
Speed off. Yeah, get some of that. Get some of that Taboo series.
Taboo
great.
Series. What is it?
Well, it's a money.
What's taboo when it comes
what's
to
what's taboo? What isn't taboo in that movie? That's what you gotta
oh,
ask.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, here's the theme. He knows how to please in every detail. He's singing about the guys having sex with his mom and his
back
sister.
This is back in the day when porn was actually filmed.
Than you'd ever imagine.
You
do it with style. You're getting hot? Oh,
yeah.
He does it with me.
Can
oh,
you
yes,
turn the lights down
does.
Again?
I know that you thought that you knew him. Now just listen and free your mind. Well, maybe you did, but you don't. That's you don't know the guy. You don't know he's having sex with his mom and his sister, do you?
Really, right now on the tape, he's having sex with his mom.
Yeah,
no,
well,
about
probably.
Potentially.
And then shows it all. And when he does, he satisfies me. I'm not sure which one I'm singing, though. If you knew just what he could do, you'd want him to if you only knew.
I love that you just did karaoke to porn. Usually karaoke to porn is really like, you can't really sing anything.
Now, this was the day when they had
films. Wrote songs.
I have to get this. It's a whole
scores.
Series?
They had cinematic scores.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's more the porn music.
Now, these movies were crafted. These were finely crafted films.
I have to see
they
them.
They didn't just crank them out like they do now. Very important.
Yeah, do you know they make 400,000 porns a year on average?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Seems like a lot.
And then only like a 4,000 or something. Like studio movies.
Oh, yeah. Big industry.
The ratio is
big
just
industry.
Insane.
Yeah.
Probably the money's.
We got some DVD. I'll tell you, once you go to the DVD format with the porn, Drew.
Oh, then
what do you do with your 8-year-old kids in the house with all that?
Oh, God, they're all put away.
They're enjoying.
Oh, don't look at me like other people with children don't have porn.
I'm just saying, how do you...
Hey, man, it's just the human body, an expression of love, man. The sooner the kids
you hide them. You hide them away.
All right.
You got to hide your love.
Boys go look around for stuff.
Drew's too scared to have any porn in his house.
You don't have any porn in your house?
No. No.
Wow.
My dad didn't either, and I'm suing him. I do. I have a lawsuit against it. I can't talk about it, but he'll be stripped. He'll be homeless when I'm
done. I love the fact that Jenna's outraged and in disbelief.
No porn.
What kind of household is that?
I don't know. I mean, my parents were very strict Mormons, and I still found like old Playboys under the bed and stuff.
Oh, I would.
It's pornographic, though. It's not.
My only source of Playboy or any kind of porn material is when I would actually babysit. In which case, I had to destroy the house looking for a photographer. And I'm not talking about looking under a pillow. I'm talking about, you know, opening a blade and opening the pillow and scattering the stuffing everywhere.
Back of the paintings.
All the paintings out, emptying all the jars in the refrigerator. It was a disaster. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you would love babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
You'd find plenty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing Jenna coming in about 1, 2 in the morning, opening the front door, and a tidal wave of semen washing her down the stairs. He found the mother load.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Getting that taboo?
You're making me feel really bad that I...
No, cool. That's not meant to make you feel bad.
We just got intended us, you know. He meant us to be
voyeurs.
Voyeurs. Yeah.
He intended us to be voyeurs of sex.
Nothing wrong with it, baby.
I'm a product of reality TV. Of course I love voyeurs.
Phil?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question.
Is he in a wind tunnel?
Maybe it's more of a story than a question. But I met this girl when I was going to, you know, you jump around massage parlors around the areas.
Of course.
And, you know, you meet these girls and stuff. And once in a while, there's like a little click or something. Or at least you feel like it.
That's called release.
Yeah. Like you have a connection with one of the girls.
Exactly. So right. I come across this girl. She's like 22. Really, really gorgeous. And we ended up, you know, hitting it off. So 10 days later, she ended up wanting to quit. And we ended up being together and ended up getting married.
Uh-oh.
So she didn't do the job for a very long time because, of course, she's only 22 years old. But... I'm just having like thoughts because now I own a place and it's really difficult because I'm answering the phones and she's actually working there.
I know.
That's what makes it so difficult.
Hold on. We covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah,
did you say you married her?
Yeah, we got married and then we started running out of money because we had this other, you know, I actually ended up opening the place up.
A massage parlor.
An apartment. I wouldn't call it a massage parlor.
Okay, so it's one of those.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it means like it's one
of
the dirty.
I had to go to Jenna for this thing.
Yeah. What's that?
It's one of
the happy ending. I mean,
for the happy ending massages. And now
he's
worried.
What she was doing already, though.
I don't know if she was. He said clicked. He didn't. I said release. He didn't answer.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't he say an apartment?
He's doing it from his home now.
From his home.
Oh, from his
and
home.
And she answers the phone,
okay.
So now he's
he answers the phone.
That's what he just said,
schedules
her
stuff.
Schedules her stuff for the happy endings.
No, we ended up renting an apartment in a nice suburb, and, you know, we got a good customer base. I could actually give you the website, but I'm not going to for the sake of, you know.
Yes, please don't.
Privacy.
I'll tell you what else not to do, everyone. Don't threaten to give us something and then not give it. So it's ridiculous. Yeah. All right.
Oh, so you want the website?
No.
I don't want it. But I mean, I could give you. I'm not gonna. All right. Here's the deal. What is she doing with these guys?
Basically, it's basically to her. It's just work.
Yeah, we get that.
Thanks.
Obviously, right. you know,
she's putting out oil derrick fires. But what is she doing with these guys?
Basically, getting them off. You know what I mean? It's just like
hand jobs.
All right, Jesus.
It's hard for him to talk
Christ.
About. It.
All right, but I know. But here's the deal. You know, you can't be. You know, when the doctor tells you to drop your drawers, you got to drop your drawers.
Yep.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Phil.
Yeah.
What is she doing with these guys?
She's.
No.
Oh, and then we get the F word. God, we have the world's. I can't.
So why would you marry them?
Oh, who cares? Just
you're done with the caller.
Well, here's the deal. He serves
he just
her
dropped.
Up.
He just said the F word.
Here's the deal.
Hold on a second, Drew. He said the F word on the air, and we had to dump him.
Yes.
And it could it get any worse? Like we beg, and then so we get the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Obviously, Phil's a troubled guy.
Right.
Obviously, he's a piece of work. Yeah. Obviously, she's a piece of work.
Here's the deal. People with that go into sex industries and what tend to have something called a borderline personality disorder. And borderlines tend to be very attracted to sociopaths. And so we could surmise that Phil would be sort of sociopathic. And the fact
that
he serves his wife up as a prostitute was seemingly kind of confused about it. Like, why, you know, this kind of bothers me. I answer the phone, schedule it now. It's no big deal.
What do you think you're scheduling?
But he has difficulty processing that this would be ethically a problem for him, morally a problem for him, emotionally a problem for him, because other people don't exist to him that well as whole people. They're just sort of objects for his use.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate. And says that, Phil, you didn't ask for the condition you had, nor did your wife, but I would suggest you guys look into this a bit. They're screaming out there for
luck. They're not going to do anything. Phil's too much a sociopath to ever make a move in this direction. Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm saying, Phil. She's a mess. You're a mess. Here's what you can do. Not have any kids. That's about the best you can do.
So true.
You're not going to be able to ever have a normal life or a sane life and do this simultaneously. Right, everybody makes this
a healthy life, live a long time. Yeah, but you end up dying. People
make this mistake where it's like, well, we're doing porn, but we're you know, we have a beautiful relationship, we're swingers, but the kids don't know. We're slamming a little heroin, but it's okay because I got my daytime job. Yeah. All this kind of stuff, by the way, you can't do both
at once.
Do both at once for a couple of years.
Yes.
And people are amazingly resilient. Yes. And you'd be amazed. Guys can keep their jobs at the law firm and do tons of coke and stuff.
The way,
eventually, the wheels come off the
wagon. But the reason people do that kind of thing is it works for them at that time. It actually makes them feel better for a while. It solves their emotional problems in the moment, but the solutions become added to the problems and actually create catastrophe.
Right. All right. Let's a quick question for Jenna Lewis, by the way. Chris?
Yes.
24?
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
Big fan of the show. Love the
All
show.
Right.
You guys were not ragging on this guy because he's in the porn business, but because he's kind of a sociopath, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, speculating.
What?
Going with it.
Jenna is saying that she's got all this porn and stuff. My question is, would, in another life, you know, without the kids, and would you ever get in the porn business?
Yeah. No.
Come on, baby.
Never, ever.
Never.
No.
Really?
No.
Never?
Never.
Even with sugar on top?
Because I was on Survivor Sucks, the boards, and there were, you know, rumors and things.
Rumors about what? About me and porn? You're thinking of Jenna Jameson.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it.
The other Jenna.
All right. Even a little girl on girl, a little innocent girl on girl action. Yeah, maybe.
On tape, though? No.
Yes. Courtroom sketch artist.
I'm not saying that there's not pictures of me somewhere.
Sure.
Couple
Nothing
guys.
Wrong.
But I just not.
No.
Not in the business. I could never do it.
No, not your thing. A little bit of a little girl. Yeah, no.
A girl-on-girl action, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a little more.
Maybe.
No.
You're fluid. All right. Taboo 2. That's the movie
I'm going to start the whole new series.
Yeah, and then when you hear the theme, you think of me.
I can't believe you know every word.
Oh,
That's scary.
Scary good, right?
So wait, there's rumors on a board that... Okay.
A What, yeah. On a board?
I don't know. Survivor Sucks is a famous board that, like, all of us go read because it's got...
Is it a message board?
Yeah. And people just rag on us. And it's more fun to see it when they're mean to you.
Oh, no. You just can't help it.
You
get upset, though, when you see that, don't you?
No, I laugh. Because you got to think that it's like 12-year-old boys mostly sitting around just clamoring for attention from other people on the board. They're not actually saying anything because of the show. Well, so it's fun.
All right.
And besides, I get to see them rag on the other 17 people.
Jenna Lewis is here tonight from Survivor. Made it 38 out of the 39 days. Pretty damn good.
Wow.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified. Blah, blah, blah. Jenna Lewis is here tonight from Survivor.
Yay.
38 out of 39 days.
It's a long time.
A real long time.
So you guys had Jerry on the show, and she was complaining about cold nights in Panama.
Yeah.
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 She was complaining about it a lot.
Nobody likes Jerry, but...
No, I like her off the
show. She was actually better and came across... She's much nicer this time around on Survivor than she did in season one.
And even when she came
one.
To visit us, more personable.
Absolutely.
Well, I think she's a great person outside the show, yeah. But she
tough
definitely...
inside the show.
Well, she even said it. She's not sure that she was sort of meant for it, that she had a post-traumatic stress reaction, and
yeah.
It was tough for her.
It was very tough for her. Yeah. But outside the show, she actually is a very great girl.
Yeah. Same with Drew. It's just not outside the show. On the actual show. Right. Drew just polished off a thing of Pez.
It's Pepo Mints, and I've been watching him pop these for the last hour and a half. Yeah. I thought you had an oral fixation.
No.
I was about to diagnose you.
Oh, I do, but that's different.
Oh, you do?
He's a man of great passion, by the way.
Really?
And by the way, your passion, and obviously you're a passionate woman.
I'm very, very passionate.
Exquisite passion. You may have met your match with Dr. Drew, who's a man of great passion.
I don't see it.
Great, you don't see it, but you'll feel it when it hits. You'll know it when it hits you.
It's like a shockwave.
It'll take you down.
Yeah. Nice,
yeah, no,
really.
He's a passionate, passionate man.
What are you passionate about? Oral fixations, apparently. Peppermints.
He loves the ladies.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but he's married.
That's right.
Well, that's right. Now his passion has all been
focused
in one unlucky woman. he's a very passionate man. Before it was more of a shotgun spray,
buckshot.
He could take down a whole flock of birds with one squeeze of the trigger. Yeah.
Jeez.
Now it's more of a sniper's bullet. Day of the Jackal for Dr. Drew. But do not get lined up in his passion crosshairs,
I was trying to avoid eye contact as
we
were talking.
Please. And you can't see the passion
on it. I can't.
And that's the thing. Much like the librarian in the porn movie, lets the hair down from the bun.
That's what I like to do. I like to have the bun up.
Whips the glasses off. That's true. Off comes the lab coat.
And then underneath are just garters. Yeah.
That's right.
You're wearing garters under those jeans.
That's right. But still had the dignity to put some underpants on in the tanning bed. The quiet dignity.
I just got back in underwear. I hated underwear for a long time.
Sure.
Now I'm liking it again. Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Spread the news.
I am. It's a new fad.
Charlie is 14 and has been on hold for 97 minutes. Charlie?
Oh, poor thing.
Hello?
What's happening?
My parents are getting a divorce, and every day it just gets that much worse and worse.
What? Mm-hmm. What does?
Their behavior, their habits, like... My mom hasn't smoked since at least 2 years since I was born, and now she just started picking up smoking again.
Are they living together still?
Huh?
Are they living together still?
Yeah. They're working on, since we can't have this house once my dad moves out, we're going to find a smaller house, but they're going to do share custody and all that, but...
Yeah.
It's just getting to the point where it's almost driving me insane to be here. I just wish I could find another place to live for a while.
Do you have somebody you can talk to?
Sometimes, yeah. It just depends. Because a lot of my friends are understanding, except I don't have a whole lot of adults that I can talk to, because that used to be my parents.
Hmm. Well, listen here, Charlie. What are you, in the ninth grade? Eighth grade?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. And school's going to be over soon, or do you go year-round school?
No, it'll be over soon.
All right. And what are your plans for the summer, besides to stay home and have your parents drive you nuts?
Right.
Yeah, I usually rarely do anything over the summer anyways.
Do you do any sports or anything outside the house?
I used to, but nah. I trained to be a referee, though, but that's about it.
Trained to be a ref?
Football ref?
Yeah. No, soccer.
Soccer ref.
Ooh. It's good for my age.
Sure,
what about
right.
sleepaway camp?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Camp.
Yeah, here's the whole thing, Charlie. Let me give you some tips from guys come from a broken family, it was loser parents that if they didn't argue but they didn't talk either. Here's the thing: you got to get out of the house. A, you need friends. B, you need activities. You need stuff that does not involve video games and a television and you in your living room.
Physical activity with
you
your peers.
You've got to get out and do stuff and be busy and then, you know, come home when the street lights come on, tired, go in your room and go to bed and leave early the next morning.
They'll be separated soon enough and you'll have two separate lives you'll have to negotiate, unfortunately, but they'll be better than what you're dealing with now.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate and I feel bad for you, but right now you need your friends, you need activities, you need things that are outside the house. And that doesn't mean Mickey's Big Mouth in the park in Reefer. It just means if you're into soccer reffing, sign up for as many possible games as possible.
Right.
Just as long as it's outside of your house, you don't have to deal with your loser parents. Very sad, by the way, when the parents drag the kids in.
Yeah.
My parents would not talk or look at each other for like 10 years. Like they couldn't have an exchange. It was probably better in its own twisted way. But, I mean, just couldn't physically see each other, even if it was from like across the street kind of thing. It was weird. There was no conversation, but never got divorced for like 10 years.
Did they sleep in the same bedroom?
How did they?
No, they were out.
So they were just separated.
They were separated
who
for
left?
Like 10 years.
How'd that happen?
Oh, what?
But I mean, what happened? Do you remember it all going down? Or
yeah, I think my dad probably regained some partial sanity and just left the house. I mean, agreed. They just didn't get divorced because it costs like $80.
Did he have an affair? Did he just get out of it? No, but I mean.
Close your eyes. I picture my dad. All right, now close your eyes and picture my dad talking.
Oh, I can't.
You can't. Now picture my dad having an affair.
Okay. Well,
now, okay. Impossible.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I mean, did they say, hey, we got it. Your dad just said, I can't take this anymore. I'm moving out one day.
Yeah.
Missing.
I think they just agreed that I think my parents sort of looked at each other and went, oh, what? You think you're a loser? What? I'm a loser. Look at you. You know, they both were disgusted at each other. It was sort of mutual. Yeah. Hard to tell who would have been worse.
But my question is, do you remember how it finally broke? Did he just move out one day?
Yeah, he's probably just moved into an apartment.
You don't remember
down the street.
You don't really know what happened.
Well, it wasn't a big blowout or anything.
No,
he just packed
said,
it.
But did your mom sit you down and go, your dad didn't come home last night? Or it's like, he's decided to leave.
Yeah, we had a discussion. Yeah. Your dad's going to move up the street in a crappy apartment with a lime green shack. Don't worry. Be right on Lower Canyon.
He'll start wearing bell bottoms with tie-up pants.
It'll be nice. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Oh, you still get the same crappy room. Don't worry about that. Yeah. So then that was it. And they didn't get officially divorced for like 10 years.
They were separated,
but they never spoke, and they wouldn't speak. You know, they couldn't answer the phone and stuff. It's really weird. I just figured this is what parents do. Like when you get divorced, you don't talk. Yeah, it's it's good times. It's great love there. You know,
of course,
great folks. Tom,
hey guys.
Tom,
hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I had a quick question. I work at an adult bookstore, and a actual scout from Evil Angel came in and offered me a part in a pornography film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, astounding. Do you guys carry the Taboo series?
Yes, we do. Actually, I heard about you guys talking about that. I was looking at Taboo, too, right here.
Oh, I want a copy.
Got that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so basically I kind of laughed off the idea, you know. And
he's in the store.
Got a new customer.
He's at the store right now.
By the way, each store should have its own sound. Not, you know, the porn store shouldn't have the liquor store sound, which has the gas station sound. You know, this one should be like,
I guess my question, though, is how did he just offer him? Did you drop your drawers? Because usually that's a requirement in porn.
No.
Oh, really?
That wasn't.
Jenna knows quite a bit about porn.
No. I'm just guessing.
Frightened would be the word.
No, I'm just guessing because shouldn't that be a prerequisite?
Well, here's the thing that I've heard about porn. If you're a guy and you want to get into porn, you got to bring a chick.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, look at the guys. They don't go based on your facial features.
What's that, Tom?
That's actually my problem, is I brought this up to my girlfriend. We've been dating for about a year now, and I love her more than life itself. And
sure.
She actually wanted to do it, and I was like...
But wait a minute, Tom. This guy offered for you and your girlfriend?
No, just for me. But then I just kind of laughed it off, and he gave me his card and everything, and brought him to
the... Are you sure he's not talking about gay porn, by the way?
I know, and that's exactly what I thought first, because usually if you're a guy in Scout, you're going to be entering into gay porn. So
sure.
I kind of steer clear of that. You know, I work at a porn shop, so I know a lot about the porn industry. But
hey, let me ask you something, Tom, real quick. How about putting one of those orange Caltrans pylons in front of the gay section so I don't wander in there for the 56,000th time, you know? Because it's the same thing every time. So, a little three-on-three. What do we got here? Oh, look at those three dudes all giving it to that. Oh,
dude.
Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Oh, God damn it. Oh, this is... okay. That,
but he lingers for an extra,
this?
Like, 30 seconds.
This is repugnant. Oh, now, how do I cleanse my mind of this? It's like watching someone getting a compound fracture or something.
Quickly
like,
go over to the big top.
Yeah.
I got to hustle to the big top section and dive, immerse myself and bathe in the big top section. It's just when it's the gay. Look, come on, put a cone there. That's all. The gays will want to know.
A string of Christmas lights will be all you need.
Just something. The gays want to know. They don't want to wander into our section. We don't want any part of their section. Put a goddamn cone there.
Well, it's always the back of the store, so I really don't have to pay attention.
It's just eventually you get there, and it takes a while to decipher and process, and you have to figure it all out before you realize. And with all the shaved ass and tans, pardon me. I'm sorry, John. I know your husband does this, but a lot of tanned and shaved asses. It's hard to figure out what's going on. It's tight ass on that. Oh, no.
You can't really tell who's gay nowadays.
You can't really tell who's a man or a woman from the back nowadays.
We have those, too.
Right.
That's the other cone you need to set up.
But no, my...
Yeah, and listen, let me say this, too. I sometimes have to scour those stores for the big top section, which should be clearly marked and right up front.
No, it's in our fetish section, along with a lot of...
Well, okay, how about you put it in your American section, huh? Because I would just
all American,
not fetish. There's no fetish about a man enjoying the female form its fullest.
If it's like
fetish, how dare you? No, do you understand? I gotta sit there elbow to elbow.
He's
with
trying
the guys
to get a question out, and we're just talking about porn.
I like the big jug, so I gotta sit there with the guy. With the two, like the chicks in Nazi uniforms smashing cockroaches. That's the section I'm drummed off to? Like some sort of pariah? How dare you? That is porn! That is not a fetish! That's what porn is!
All
Jesus Christ! It should have red, white, and blue bunting. It should look like the back of one of those trains from the 20s that would campaign from. You
right,
know, just the red
Teddy
with
Roosevelt,
the bunting
yes.
everywhere. As you step in, dun-da-da, the band would strike up.
I don't know. Those also had a lot of pictures of Uncle Sam, and I don't think that really intones porn.
Right. I wonder if Jenna, I'm just thinking about your rape theory, if Jenna would appreciate.
No, I'm not kidding.
I want to hear
getting
it.
Into
I
it.
Do. I want to hear it.
All right, during the break. During the break. Tom.
Yep.
Good
right.
question, Tom.
My question is how do I steer my girlfriend clear of this notion? Because I not only do I think it would be detrimental to my future and my career,
sure.
But it also
your career is a porn bookstore.
Yeah.
Also,
like,
well,
a customer comes in here and like rents like or like watches a porn in the bag with me in it. You know. That's,
all right,
like,
let's not.
Creepy.
Just forget. It's gonna screw your relationship up. You know it. Just don't.
Yeah.
Do
if
it.
You're in love, don't do it. And what did
love
they?
More than life itself. Don't do it.
Did they have the stalls in the back?
Yes, we have the adult arcade.
Okay.
It's all arcade.
Okay, yeah. So they don't have whack-a-mole, they have whack-yourself.
So it's actually illegal to masturbate back there, but it's kind of...
I know.
Don't
ask, illegal.
Don't
yeah.
Illegal.
It's illegal to spit on the sidewalk. Yeah, but do you... Yeah, it's illegal, but yet there's a roll of paper towels in the play, in the stall. Do you have doors on the stall? They make
ID,
you take those off.
There you go.
Oh, your ID.
Oh,
his ID.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, no returns on the AM loop. I like the big signs. It's not you break it, you bought it. It's you shoved it up your ass, you bought it.
That's why the vibrators don't come back either, right?
No, that's why they have to fire them up. I like
actually,
that part.
We have to test them before we sell.
Yeah, I know.
Are
I
you
know.
Kidding me? Really?
No, no. It's like there's certain places like where you buy tools where you can't return them, so they'll plug them in and they'll fire
Make
up
sure
the pad
work.
Sander to let you know the thing works. There's no returning. I mean, you can imagine why you can't return
yes.
a vibrator. So just to make sure you don't walk out of the door and then come back and go, the thing never worked, they actually have to fire this stuff up. For me, it's like, it's $8. I'll take my chance.
Yeah.
You don't have to go ahead and put the C-cells in there and fire the thing
It might
up
actually
right
make
now.
Me never want to use it after I've seen some of those people operating yeah. and turning it on. Yeah.
Yeah, not me. We're going to take a quick break. Jenna Lewis here from Survivor. Dear, dear, dear friend now. She loves the porn. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jenna Lewis here tonight from Survivor. My
Hi.
Favorite show. I think I'm pretty sure. I didn't see all the first season, but after that, I think I've seen every episode. And I certainly saw every one of the Survivor All-Star episodes, which really,
I was boring on that, really.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. I think I was boring.
Well, do you feel that you were represented in your true light when you saw them cut it together and air the show?
Not really. Because I was very snakish out there. I was very strategic. So, and then I don't think they really showed that. Especially towards the end, I was starting fights with everybody.
Do you guys still have relationships with people that you were on?
Yeah.
Are people mad at you still from?
I don't think so. I got out of this crystal clean, actually. Even though I was starting a lot of fights, people aren't mad at me. I think because I didn't win. Huh. If I had won, yes, everyone would hate me for one reason or another.
Well, it seems the people that seem ridiculous are the people like Lex and maybe
Big Tom, Kathy. They were
yeah, the idea is like they have to confront the people at the end. It's like, yeah, you didn't play fair. I thought I had a friend. You stabbed me in the back. It's like, how narcissistic can you get, you screwball? The guy's trying to play a game. It's really like cussing out a player on another team for hitting a home run right. or pitching them inside a little bit oh, or shit. Something. So I thought we were friends. Yeah, you're friends. You're attempting to play a game just like you do with your friends.
Right.
You know, I mean, friends compete all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came in second, really just should have won. Really.
Rob should have won.
Rob, who was just sort of plain old better than everybody. His only problem was he would just beat most people, not only at the tasks or the challenges, but he was actually better in from a strategic standpoint, and that sort of angered them. They were lesser players, and then sort of angry at him for beating them, and sort of they really looked immature. The ones that were sort of whining about it. I mean,
they all were. I mean,
just
everybody
about
stood
everybody.
Up.
Yeah.
Rupert and I were the only ones who didn't stand up and bawl them out.
Well, the guy played the game better than you did. You should give him his props. Hey, if Drew
but
had
you know what,
any,
they'd, yes. they'd all been off the air, off the set for a while, right?
A couple if
they
days.
What if they were coached, though, by, you know?
They could have been influenced
yeah.
by the
no,
other. But, I mean,
were.
I was back at jury camp, and so was Rupert, yeah. and we still, right. I mean, yeah. I didn't want to talk to them, though.
Right. Yeah. Well, Lex had some valid points.
But in my final tribal council, I stood up when I voted and said I wanted Rob to step up. I wanted him to admit
yes.
he played the game better, and I wanted him to say that in the tribal council, and he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, he
He pussied out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes.
You're dating a 36-year-old who is your boss at work.
Well, she's not exactly my boss. She is actually a superior, but she's not a boss.
All right.
So what kind of work do you do?
I do security.
And she's somebody that, what, works in a managerial position?
Kind of like supervisional.
But not over
you. All right, not over him.
Not over you.
All right, so what? So enjoy.
It could be an issue. You better, your company may have policies about that sort of thing. You got to check that
where,
out.
What are you doing? Are you just security guard?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So what? You lose your job.
So you may have to give up that job to maintain this relationship.
Yeah. Turn in your key ring, Josh.
Or we're going to let maybe you go. Start the same job somewhere else, that kind of thing.
We're going to need your pepper spray and your to turn in your shield.
Your flashlight.
And your billy club.
Yeah.
We're flashlight.
Need,
we're
flashlight. Oh,
yeah, it's not a billy club.
Yeah.
It's a mini mag light. All right, Josh. Knock yourself out, buddy.
Okay.
All right. No, no problems there. Drew doesn't like this sort of dating in the office kind of thing, but he's not in the office. Stuff.
Not with people who have authority over other people. That really is a problem.
A little different when it's a female who's up top. A little
actually,
different.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't, but it is. And I think rightfully so, because I think guys tend to sort of throw their weight around a little bit and try to use that position of power in order to...
Well, that's the whole point, is when there's a power imbalance and somebody's exploiting that position.
Yeah, but you know, it was probably he who spearheaded this whole thing.
Maybe she's like one of those control freaks that really, in a relationship, wants somebody to control them. A lot of women with power, a lot of people,
have those
women
issues.
That intimidate a lot of men usually want somebody that intimidates them.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, two would have very passionate children. Very passionate. Jenna Lewis here tonight from Survivor, a passionate woman, as is Drew.
Passionate passionate woman.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, everybody, that's the show. I'm going to thank the delightful Jenna Lewis. I'll tell you, I didn't think I would fall in love with you after this show. Much came across well on Survivor, but in real life, 1,000 times better.
Passionate in real life.
Absolutely.
Like Drew.
Yeah. Yep. Very passionate, man. Passionate.
I don't know if you've been on the receiving end of this passion, but you're very passionate about Drew's passion.
That is my one. That is my one ironic passion. Drew explained to Jenna during the break that he was passionate about people, and I actually got more specific with it and narrowed it down to blondes.
Blonde yes. people.
Blonde people.
I happen to
That's
be blonde.
That's what he's most passionate about. All right, God bless you. We'll see you on Survivor All-Star.
Oh, God, I hope not.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Go to MA, get a sponsor, start working some steps, and then we'll be...
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.